Chapter 33. That night they stayed outside the asylum and watched TV from inside it. "This is what I wanted you to see," said Wonka the Sane when the news came around again. "An old colleague of mine, he's over in your country running an investigation. Just watch." It was a press conference. "I'm afraid I can't comment on the name Rain God at the present time, and we are calling him an example of a spontaneous paracausal meteorological phenomenon." "Can you tell us what that means?" "I'm not altogether sure. Let's be straight here. If we find something we can't understand, we like to call it something you can't understand, or indeed pronounce. I mean, if we just let you go around calling him a rain god, then that suggests you know something we don't, and I'm afraid we couldn't have that. Now, first we have to call it something which says it's ours, not yours. Then we set about finding some way of proving it's not what you said it is, but something we say it is. And if it turns out that you're right, you'll still be wrong, because we will simply call him a supernormal, not paranormal or supernatural, because you think you know what those mean now. No, a supernormal's incremental precipitation inducer. We probably want to shove a quasi in there somewhere to protect ourselves. Rain god, never heard such nonsense in my life. Admittedly, you wouldn't catch me going on holiday with him. Thanks, that'll be all for now, other than to say hi to Wonko if he's watching."